This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Bruce Springsteen has a new album called The Ghost of Tom Joad. It's one of Springsteen's quieter efforts and frequently features just his vocals and acoustic guitar. Springsteen has recently launched a solo tour to promote the album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I got my discharge from 41. Took a place on the San Diego County line. Feel funny being a civilian again. It'd been some time. My wife had died a year ago. I was still trying to find my way back home. I went to work for the INS on the line with the California Border Patrol.
On many of the songs on The Ghost of Tom Joad, Bruce Springsteen's voice barely raises above a murmur. He strums a guitar and puffs on a harmonica for minimal coloration. When there are drums on a song, the beat is usually kept by brushes. With its folk melodies and novelistic details, The Ghost of Tom Joad is most clearly reminiscent of Springsteen's album Nebraska 13 years ago. But The Ghost of Tom Joad is even more reserved than that. On Nebraska, Springsteen was occasionally intrigued by outlaws and with the idea of busting loose. On The Ghost of Tom Joad, he's oppressed by the tedium of working-class lives and the idea of being trapped.
You rode the rails since the Great Depression. 50 years out on the skids. He said, you don't cross nobody. You'll be all right. How do you keep? Left my family in Pennsylvania, searching for work. I hit the road. I met Frank in East Texas in a freight yard, blown through with snow.
Much of this album sounds like an early Bob Dylan record, when Dylan was most heavily indebted to Woody Guthrie. As the Grapes of Wrath reference in the title tells you, Springsteen is interested in talking about people looking for work, settling for bad jobs, or, as he puts it at one point, slipping over the thin line into committing petty crimes for food and money. The only escape for most of the people Springsteen describes on this collection is the possibility of romance or the momentary release of sex.
We made some small talk. That's where it should have stopped. She slipped me a number. I put it in my pocket. My hand slipped up her skirt. Everything slipped my mind. In that little roadhouse on Highway 29 was a small town bank. It was a mess. Well, I had a gun. You know the rest. Money on the floor, but my shirt was covered in blood and she was crying. Heard me when it sounds on Highway 29.
I find The Ghost of Tom Joad to be highly impressive in a boring sort of way. There's a stiff, dignified beauty to much of the music, and the lyrics are every bit as vivid and precise as Springsteen wants them to be. He'd probably deny it, but he writes a better, clearer, less didactic line than John Steinbeck ever did. But his flat tone and the melodies borrowed from countless folk and country songs just press the life out of most of this music. Springsteen sounds as trapped in his style as others are by their station in life.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Here's more from Springsteen's new CD.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Families sleeping in their cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight. Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe.
This is Fresh Air.